When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We are real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Yeah. I just use your face as a urinal. I do the same at your funeral. I use your face as a urinal. I do the same at your funeral. Piss on your grave. 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 Yo, my voice is not up to par.
I mean, losing your voice?
Yeah.
That's too many piss in your graves.
Man, water. I thought I could do like a simple, like just simple verse, but I don't know. I didn't have it in me. Welcome back to the Book of Yay.
It's been a minute. How long we've been gone? At least a month.
We've been gone at least a month. It's been a long time.
And we came in here struggling. Rob's got no voice. Mm-hmm. I haven't slept in 36 hours.
Yeah, Chris been out in Vegas and whatnot.
Yeah. Pete, you can talk.
My bad. God bless you, son. I was using Vegas.
What up, everybody? We got a special guest this episode. The homie, Petey D'Abro. Fucking the Bronx bully.
I'm not a bully, man. I'm the Bronx friendly.
I say it as a term of endearment.
I know, but a lot of that's not an endearing word yet. Bully? Well, it is. It is, but it's not. For me. Did you hear about the kid that got killed like last week? The bully, and he was like bullying a kid in school.
Here,
oh, it was like the first kid in New York to die in like a long ass time.
I don't even know, but that shit was gangster because he kept calling the kid gay or something, and he was like, he kept punching him in the head like every day, punch him in the head, and then the dude came in with a knife one day and was like, and then stabbed him.
Dang,
he had enough.
And then they showed like the press conference, and the bully's mom was like, he was a good boy. I was like,
why are we laughing at this?
I was like, it's always a flip. Cause you remember when y'all was in school? People's parents don't be in school. And when you be in school, you a different motherfucker. True. You different in school.
Yeah. And bullies' parents are always like, they never believe anything wrong with their kid.
Their kid can do no wrong.
Their kid is the best kid ever.
She said, he cooked me breakfast the morning before.
God damn, well, that shit ain't true, dog.
And even if it is, he took it out on the kid like, yo, you homo, take this. Boom, punched him in the head.
Meanwhile, he at home with an apron. That's crazy.
I'm going to bake these cupcakes for mom.
That's why it's weird. You don't know who's who out here, man. You don't know who's who. I was at Comic-Con. There was all kind of niggas.
I was Comic-Con.
Yo, there was grown men in Ghostbuster outfits, man. I'm like, this is the nigga that worked at the bank that denied me on my loan, man. Look at this dude in a Star Trek outfit. People like in regular life, they try to treat you all, and then when you see him on 34th in a Ninja Turtle outfit, you like, talk that, deny me now, nigga. Deny me now.
It's all bankers at Comic-Con.
Son, I mean, not all bankers, but you know there's official people in there. Cosplay.
There's some people with some good-ass jobs dressing up as Chun-Li and shit.
Yeah. Characters you never even heard of. I was some dude, I don't even remember the, he said some characters, a black rapping ninja type of dude.
I wish I could get a cosplay person to make me a like glow in the dark outfit. Like the armor and stuff he had on. Kanye had on the glow in the dark tour.
I've seen some Kanye's at Comic-Con before.
You could probably get that.
Never that though. Yeah.
But you have
never seen that.
What have you seen? What kind of Kanye be at Comic-Con.
I've seen the Kanye bear. I've seen people who like just like, I guess it's like paper mache the fucking head, and like is there, I've seen some dope ones like the chains. I've seen like
have you seen the red suit with the horse chain?
I've seen the red suit from like the Runaway performance.
Ooh,
is there a Kanye comic out there? Like a comic book?
Not yet.
That's crazy. It should be.
Hey man,
this should be
giving out gems for free, man.
This should be an easy comic book.
Were you interviewing people at Comic-Con?
I interviewed a few people.
Okay, what were you trying to get insight on?
I was just trying to find out what Comic-Con was, man. I never knew. I thought it was like pit bulls and parolees. I didn't know if it was comics. I didn't know if it was comics and convicts. And I knew it was comic books and shit. But then they had all kind of anime people there. They had cartoons and shit. I thought it was all like Marvel, DC. I didn't know it was everything.
Oh, yeah. No, there's games, some people TV. And they just like, my stuff's going to be included. Yeah. Like, I understand this is what y'all trying to do. Mm-hmm. But this is what I made all year. And this is what I'm dressing up
it's like
in.
You talk about coming there as Kanye. Yeah. We got a comic book.
Yeah, but still. You don't need know it. What I'm saying? Yo. I worked hard on this outfit. Y'all gonna see this. Took a lot of planning.
Yo, that shit was crazy. Yo, there was dudes out there. My man put me on. He told me they be LARPing, you know? You heard
what
about LARPing?
What is that?
Live action role playing.
It's like when they be going meeting up at the park
with
the,
swords and shit.
With the PVC pipes.
And they're like, all right, I am the mage and you are the wizard.
I seen a dude with a like big old foam sword. Like walk past me and I was going to Chick-fil-A and he had this big sword and I was like, man.
It's probably a Kingdom Hearts sword.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
I was thinking, yo, if I get into LARPing, I'm gonna just make a big ass cardboard gun and just kill everybody real quick. Fucking game over. Bang, 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 bang. This nigga's a swinging swords. Come on,
fall on the ground, Fred. Yeah,
I shot you. Come on, man. You can build anything. You gonna build a sword? Build a gun.
Build a cannon.
Yeah, build we a cannon. Got it. We LARPing at the other park. PD keep killing everybody.
I heard they be LARPing at McCarran's, man.
Man, it's been so long. We went to the Meadows Festival.
Oh,
we saw Future bring out Young Thug and Nicki Minaj and
Yo Gotti.
We saw Jay-Z give a worse performance than Nas.
Oh,
and
no. Nas shit was lit.
It was a great.
Nas was lit. Yeah, it was crazy.
Jay-Z didn't go like. He didn't have no deep cuts. It was a lot of like the hits.
Oh, he didn't do the Saturday Night Live special?
This is what happened. He's ended his set with Forever Young.
Oh, God.
And it's like, man, who is this for? Like, I feel like you was trying to appeal to a mainstream audience, but the mainstream people were not feeling that.
I think Jay be thinking he too vanguard sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, but like, you not. You're not vanguard. Though.
Don't end your show like that. Like, the show's over.
I don't want to hear that
You don't
show.
Always.
I don't want to hear that song all night.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I don't know why he's holding on to Forever Young, but I feel like that song was good when it ended Napoleon Dynamite. That was a good use of that song. A Jay-Z concert should never end like Napoleon Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? That song makes me want to play tetherball.
Yo, what's tetherball?
The ball on the string on the pole.
And you, just
and you
it.
Hit it.
Okay, yeah. I never knew the name of that. That shit's a flavor-ass game, man.
Yeah,
I remember the first
cool.
time I played it. I was older in life, but it was like, you can still have the same enjoyment even if you're in your teens.
I think tetherball probably hit you later than it should, you know, because when you're too young, the ball gonna get stuck.
You ain't gonna
saying?
Be able to
so
get
you
it.
You gotta get older before you
finesse
get,
it.
You gotta
finesse
know,
it.
You gotta swing back. Yeah,
Millie rocking that.
You start
shit.
Testing your strength. Like, damn, I done lost the ball.
Yeah. Oh, that shit. I remember that from Napoleon Dynamite. Damn, he ended the set like that.
He ended the set. Yeah.
What
man.
Else did he play? Gosh. Did he do any of the new joints from the 444?
Yeah, he
did
like five.
They
five.
Were like sprinkled throughout. No,
he brought anybody out?
He brought Damian Marley. Oh.
Did he have the big Jamaican dude with the flag on stage with him?
I don't remember.
On SNL? Because the whole performance, I was like, I wonder how much this guy gets paid. I could have did that job. Like, like, how you? He's like, yo, what's the background going to be? Yo, just let my man fucking wave the flag
my
around.
My dude brought his flag. You know, he was just wondering if he...
He just waved the flag the whole time.
You in a documentary, like, 20 years from now, like, yeah, I was a flag dude for Jay-Z, man.
Flag bearer.
A lot of people come to ask me all the time, like, what inspired you to hold that flag?
Yeah, they needed a bearer.
I used to start with banners, you know what I'm saying? Work my way up to... Oh, man. I'm caught up with the Kardashians. I watched the premiere episode. They went to Cleveland.
For what's in Cleveland? Oh, Tristan
Thompson. God. No Kanye to be seen. And then the 10th anniversary special.
It's been 10 years?
Yeah. That was the week before. They did a little thing about Kanye, but not much. So
what
basically,
about him?
No Kanye news as far as keeping up with the Kardashians go.
So this was pointless.
Wasted 2 hours. Can't get those hours.
You watched a 2 hour premiere. You'll watch the next one.
Yeah, no, I'll probably watch tonight's episode just in case something happens.
What else have we missed in the last month? We missed the Fat Ye conspiracy.
Okay, yeah. Did Kanye gain weight?
Nah.
Or what if he's been big? Because he's been wearing sweats year-round for like a good year
but
and a
half.
But
you know what it is? I think, honestly, it's some days. Sometimes, because I have that. Like, people be like, oh, you lost weight. But then there's some days that it's like, you just eat like 4 chicken wings and pork fried rice and you bloated the next day. So they look like one of them... Like Jameson and pork fried rice, and it looked like you blow up.
And they caught him at a bad
and
angle.
They caught him the day after the Chinese food binge.
The new Yeezys are kind
couple
of
egg
fat.
Rolls. You know what I'm talking about? A couple egg rolls, little chicken wings. That fat MSG sodium get in your pores, and you blow it up.
You retain
but that's,
too much water.
But that's once he take. Come on, he rich man. Once he take a bath in the most beautifulest Epsom salts.
Plus, what did Charles Barkley used to say? Name a black person, name a black man who didn't get bigger. You know what I'm saying? What he used to say about, like, Barry Bonds. They'd be like, Barry Bonds is way bigger than he was in the 90s. Like, yeah, but, like, look at me. Look at Shaq. Look at L. Cool J. Look at...
Yo, hilarious. Damn, that's... Spike... Well, damn, even Spike Lee got bigger, huh?
Yeah.
That's a factor.
Everybody but Will Smith.
Will got bigger.
Will got bigger.
What are you talking
Will,
about?
Will used to be that picture where he looked like Uncle Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
That
but
was
I don't
crazy.
Mean, but it don't even necessarily mean bigger isn't like heavier. It's just you're bigger.
Yeah, bigger in the neck, bigger in the cheeks, you know.
You can say anybody on steroids. Everybody had changes.
Yeah. Did y'all see the Family Matters reunion picture?
I saw that.
Yeah, everybody a little bigger. Laura, Waldo, Steve.
What's the dad's name? The actor's name?
Reginald Bell Johnson.
That motherfucker looks almost like the same.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Because he stayed working. He was probably the only one that, well, yeah, probably the only one that I've seen in more joints.
Jaleel White, the famous one, he got a new show coming out.
How you just not do nothing, though, after like 20 seasons?
I don't think he was trying to do nothing. I think he had a show on UPN Grown Ups. It didn't work out too well. You know what I'm saying? You gotta chill. You gotta
I don't
chill.
Never want to be
after
on
you
a
play Urkel, you gotta chill for a minute. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know like, been Bruce
that's like,
Lee.
That's like you come through niggas be like with Chappelle, like, I'm rich, bitch. And then like whenever he throws somebody, he's like
somebody go yell it out.
You know how I do that? Like, oh shit.
Where your glasses at?
You know, been Stefan and Myrtle Urkel and, you know what I'm saying, all them. You got to chill after a while. Like, you was too many characters on one show.
He can't even go through Harlem again. He can't go nowhere. Damn, so now it's probably died down a little. But it's not still not
what would
down.
You do if you went in the club and, like, they was like, yo, we got Jaleel White in the building.
Or if we was, like, in distance to each other, I'd be like, yo. Because, you know, I'm probably rolling with my man Dan. I'm like, yo, Dan, yo, you see if the nigga want to take a picture? Because I don't want to get shut down. But, like,
yeah,
I let Dan get shut down.
Dan got shut down by Jaleel. Jaleel said, nah,
yeah,
man.
I'll be like, yo, Dan, you want to go take a picture? Ask him to take a picture if it's cool. Because that's legendary. That's like, come on, man. That's like if I see, sometimes I, random ass thoughts, I'd be like, yo, if I seen Webster in the streets, like Little Webster,
yeah,
I would definitely take a picture with Young Webs.
Is there a Big Webster?
The dictionary.
Vic Mensa did an interview. He said that like Kanye is the most important part of his writing process. I thought that was cool that he brought that up.
Did he elaborate?
Basically, he was saying that trying to eliminate some of the ghostwriting stuff, and basically saying that Kanye's like the leader, you know, the one who like his ideas a lot of times are what ends up in the verses. He does get help. He does, it is a collaboration, but it's, you know, it starts with Kanye, ends with Kanye type of thing. It's not like somebody's like, say this and he does that.
Of course not.
Is that what Vic Mensa is doing? Like the same process? I feel like he does a lot of his own shit. He's just talking about like when how he writes. He still gets.
No,
like,
he was talking about specifically working with Kanye, how Kanye writes. It's reported that Kanye and Kim had their anniversary at IHOP.
Which IHOP?
The third anniversary. I don't know. It's an international house of pancakes. So I don't know. It could be anywhere in the world, you know?
Damn, that's just lit, son. I fucked with Yeezy, man. Yeezy, like, he like, you know what I mean? The type of the Henny at the Grammys, man. He's a cool dude, bro. Was that the Grammys?
The VMAs.
Yeah. My bad. He had the Henny, though. That shit was lit, son. That was for the culture.
That's before saying
the shirt. Started. The shirt was very silky.
I'm on his hen and yak.
I'm on the miles and them yak dogs.
Tim's very loose, rocking them right. It was very loose. I just seen a dude on Myrtle. His Tim's was very tight, and I was like, oh, it's nothing worse than seeing Tim's being choked to death. You know what I'm saying? You kind of Tim's breathe. Like, it's like, what is this? Your first pair of Tim's, dog? You gotta let him breathe a little. Yeezy had him loose, though, with the tight, with the rips in the jeans and shit, with the fucking sheer shirt on. He don't care. Hennessy just kept it, like, in case you thought shit was sweet.
Yeah.
The Henny let you know it's action.
And he drank the Henny with Joe Jackson.
For real?
Yeah. It's pictures of him passing it to Joe Jackson. Michael Jackson just died, man. My nigga dead. Like, come on now. You can't drink with Joe Jackson. It's the most appropriate time to drink with Joe Jackson.
Yeah, that's the hardest shit ever, man.
So, when'd you first get into Kanye West? When'd you first find out about Kanye West?
Probably in the early rock. Not early rock, but like when he got to, when they started showing him love at Rockefeller.
Okay.
That's what's like, book bag, you know what I mean? Polo, yeah. Kanye. He just came in the game different. Nobody was doing that. So even like, I feel like every step, not to like veer from your question, but every step of the way, he always led his own movement.
Okay.
So even when he came in, I fucked with him because it was like, oh, this dude is different than everything. Imagine Rockefeller in 2000, what was it, 3, 4?
Yeah, 03, yeah.
You got Beanie Siegel, Thug.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jigga Man, Iceberg Slim. Yeah. You got Dame, just fucking Mr. Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Extravagant. Then you got Cameron, Mr. Harlem, Mr. Extravagant. Then you got, who else? You got Memphis Bleek, ready to shoot anybody that talks the Jigga wrong.
Yeah.
You got, I think Emil was already gone. you got Freeway. You had the State Prop. You had all these dudes. And then out of Chicago, I didn't even know where he's from. You just got a dude with a corduroy blazer. And a brown corduroy blazer, a polo, and his collar popped. But he was ill.
Yeah.
He was funky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then he came with the Jesus walk. At first, she was like, what? And then that's what, but my mans used to do custom Air Force Ones back. That was back when, I remember this. It was like early 2000, like 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be running to Miami. And my man used to do custom Air Force Ones, like paint on them and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never forget. I paid this dude, like, I bought a pair from him. It was like $200-something, $300. But they were so ill because he painted mad Jesus faces on them, or like how the fucking shit, but like a crazy style. And then he put Jesus Walks on the back of them joints.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I got the Jesus Walks. And I didn't even wear them. I just put them on the shelf. Just
you like, never wore them to church?
Nah. That shit would have killed him at church. But nah, I fuck with Yeezy since the beginning, man. Always.
Ah, wow, that's the
same. Not like, yo, this is my favorite person of all time, but definitely yeah. Like, yo, I fucks with him. And then it grew even more as he kept producing shit and putting shit out.
Who is your favorite person of all time?
I don't know. That shit varies, man.
Okay. I was
who's
just
in,
curious.
Who, who's it in your conversation?
It varies. The regular suspects. The usuals.
Okay.
Like I'll be listening. Like, I was listening to the Jay shit on the way over here. The new shit.
The 444.
But I only listened to, like, three songs. Marcy Me.
Mm-hmm.
The shit with Damian Marley.
Mm-hmm.
And then OJ.
OJ out.
Everything else is like.
That's what you really miss.
OJ's out.
OJ.
Oh, yeah.
The juice.
Oh, yeah.
Is
oh, yeah.
Loose.
I thought I seen him the other day, but it wasn't him. Because he could be anywhere.
OJ, you know? Another dude whose head got bigger.
That was apple juice.
I met OJ one time at a strip club in Miami called Tootsie's. I shook his hand. His hand was like a fucking baseball mitt.
For real?
Huge. Yeah.
Man.
He was just mad regular. Like, OJ was like a regular dude. Like, you could roll up to OJ and there wasn't no security. I mean, whatever. But it was like running up for OJ. But still, it was like, he would be like just in, not in VIP, just with everybody there in the strip club. Just like, yo, what up?
Wait, what year is this?
This is like, probably like early, around the Rockefeller, early to around Kanye years. Yeah. 2003 and shit.
That's crazy.
2004.
That's when like OJ had like a reality show. He was trying to do some shit. He was just like partying.
I know he was because he was down in Miami. He was definitely partying.
That's wild. I don't know what I'd do if I ran into OJ.
I wish I could have took a picture with him, but I feel like he wouldn't want to take pictures though.
I would go right to like, OJ, is that you?
I'd be like, yo, OJ, for the culture, baby. That's what I for the culture.
No, you shouldn't be in this strip club, OJ.
Nah, he's supposed to be in there, man.
Don't violate your parole, OJ.
There ain't nothing in the parole, so you can't enjoy some fine divas.
So, you decided you wanted to talk about two songs on this episode, PD. the first song, I don't even know if it counts.
Gotta count.
It's on the Dipset 3 mixtape. And it takes the We Are the Champions beat that Kanye made. It's on the Paid in Full soundtrack. And that song is on the mixtape as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted to talk about the interlude featuring Juelz. That's how it's titled on.
Nah, I think it's the intro.
It's actually the intro.
Like, I didn't even catch that until we just saw each other right now.
But
and you showed it to me.
I don't know when I, like, I've seen it. Other place, I don't know if the track listings was wrong when the mixtape came out. You know how
this
like,
shit was real bootleggish. Yeah, so you know, but yeah. Niggas wasn't really typing that. The Excel spreadsheets and everything, like hood dudes trying to put shit in, yo.
So it might just be a mistitled track, or they might have just
Juelz wasn't on it.
Yeah, Juelz isn't on it. It's just Cameron talking major trash.
But Juelz is on the next track, the same beat, and he's just rapping. It's so funny because it's like
they use the beat three times.
Yeah, three times
for the same mixtape.
Yeah,
and this beat is the We Are the Champions beat, which samples We Are the Champions by Queen.
Mm-hmm. And Kanye produced
Freddie
it.
Mercury. Freddie Kanye Mark. Produced it. Yeah, and Kanye rapped on the actual, like, the song that's on the Paid in Full soundtrack. We Are the Champions. Kanye being the Hamptons. That's where that came from.
Yo, I feel like, so this is why I picked it, because it was so funny to me, because I was high one night, and mm-hmm. I was thinking about this shit, because I'm like, think about the, like, what I mentioned earlier about mm-hmm. like when he came into the rock.
Yeah.
Who he was.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I don't want to say they bullied him, but I'm pretty sure he didn't have the weight that he holds today.
Mm-hmm.
As far as if he left the beat at the studio, he didn't know they was gonna jump on the beat. these niggas is running around the studio wild reckless, you know? Yeah, just like Jay yeah. don't even want to go to the building. You got that's when the Dips just got there.
Yeah.
And so they probably heard that beat and Cam did it. Did, he was on the song, right? Like it was Killer. It was We Are the Champions.
It was like the whole Killer, camp.
It was Twista. It was Kanye.
Yeah.
It was Beanie.
Yeah, because remember there was that rumor that Twista was going to join Rockefeller.
But that's what I'm saying, because these was all new recruits at the time, yeah, except for Beanie. Yeah, yeah. It was like Kanye, Cam, and Twista kind of came in around the same time. So it was like, I felt like, I was like, yo, these things probably just took the beat and was like, well, let's just fuck around on it real quick.
But then they made a skit on the beat. They made another song on the beat.
That's just how they did. Because you know, think too, it's like, yo, we just using it for promotional purposes only. We not really, it's not on iTunes. It's not.
It's a different landscape. Like, people didn't want, like, people at the label didn't want them to make mixtapes at the time.
Nah.
And mixtapes is really what made Dipset pop. Like, absolutely. I know in Atlanta, we did not hear Dipset on the radio. But because their mixtapes were in the streets, people still knew what was going on.
It was
with the Diplomats.
It was Diplomats and G-Unit at the time. Really, Diplomats popped it off, and then G-Unit took over after Diplomats. Kind of.
We didn't get them G-Unit tapes like that, though. Mm. We were, because we had our own tapes too.
Right.
Like there was Gangsta Grills was popping off at that time.
Oh, true.
You know,
true,
we was
true,
getting
true,
a lot
true,
of music
true.
From Houston at that time. Yeah. So
a little we, flipping them.
Yeah, so we wasn't really getting the G-Unit stuff, but I don't know. You know, I mean, Jim Jones always talks about going to Atlanta. Cam always talks about going to Atlanta. So there was definitely an Atlanta connect
right. Because
we always got Diplomat stuff.
You know
in
what's
Atlanta.
Crazy? When I lived in Miami,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much that, because you mentioned that about Atlanta, I didn't realize how much the Diplomats got love.
Yeah.
Until, like, I'm deep
they
in the,
traveled
I'm, like, in the hood, like, Liberty City of Miami, and people love Jim Jones. Like, love him. Like, he like on some Jay-Z level love. Like, yo, we love Cam and Jimmy especially.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, that summer from Miami.
Summer in Miami?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. But nah, yeah. But, yeah, that's so that's why I thought of the joint. I was like, yo, these niggas. And then it wasn't even the rap, though.
No, there's no rap.
What I heard, there's no trying to rhyme. It's purely a rant.
It's just him. It's not. It's. But it's like if you listen to it, and if you're a fan of like just shit talk.
It's really good.
It's really like it's motivated. It's like some shit I listen to before I go on stage type of shit. It's not even a song. It's just like, you know what, B. Here y'all go with the peanut butter jelly shit again, man. He say, yo, I go away for a little while, now the riff-raff talking comes out, puts out some filth. Yo, it's just hilarious.
I could listen to Cameron talk shit for a long time.
Yeah.
The best, bro.
I watched that whole thing where he went live.
Oh, on Instagram?
On Instagram.
I think I did.
He was sitting at his table in the purple robe.
Telling the entire story of meeting Jim Jones.
Oh, yeah. The rebuttal to when Jim was at this.
Like, he left nothing out. That was long as hell.
He said, yo, man. Shout out to Jim. I don't want him to punch me in the face. I might run across him and be like, yo, I heard that Book of Ye shit. You said I was crying. And Jimmy punched me in the face. Like, that's it.
But then also you wanted to talk about Down and Out.
Yeah, that was an inspirational. Because that was like, what was that? What
Down and Out was, I want to say, I know the, okay, Purple Haze came out in what, 2004? Late 2004, early 2005?
I want to say 2005.
And then I remember the Down and Out video, I was like, this is the moment Kanye stopped wearing polo. Like, he's in the video. He got the Baby Milo shirt on. I called my homeboy. I was like, we need to find out what kind of shirt that is. Like, we got, like, Kanye's not wearing a polo. What's going on? Who is Baby Milo? You know what I'm saying? We got to figure this out.
And, this is like a year you've been wearing polos.
Hmm?
This is like a year you've just been wearing polos.
Yeah. From the first day of school. just like, you know, Fridays, you know, important days, picture day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I had a polo run too, like, but like Kanye inspired, I can't say Kanye didn't inspire it. Like, I did, like, because I was getting illegal, a lot of illegal bread at the time. So it was like, I'm nothing for me to go to Macy's or whatever and just cop wild polos. Like, and you know, I'm trying to get the most fruitiest joints there is with the craziest. You know what I'm saying? I come through with the, and it was so, I might even pop my collar on motherfuckers just because I seen Yeezy do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold up, I'm in the Porsche. Why I don't pop my collar for? And I'm young and I'm looking young, like a young stud muff. You know what I'm saying?
That was a whole shift in Free Fridays. Free Fridays. It was like, okay, everybody had big ass jeans, had white Air Force Ones, your dope boy jacket.
Yeah.
2 months later, everybody got a fucking purple or pink polo.
Hey, man.
Fruity Maluti.
Time, man.
It was a great time.
Yeah. Especially as
everybody walking around with the tiny backpack.
Son, anything Kanye did with Killa was always hard.
Yeah.
Always. Everything.
Man, I hear people talking about who hot, who not. They don't know. We finna kill the game this year. Killer, yay.
That shit was so hard.
Kanye just said 1970s hair on flow.
Because it's like, imagine the Heat Makers was hard. No, you know, all due respect to the Heat Makers.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like they was like, all right, you could, because that's who the Dips fucked with, the Heat Makers. Heavy.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
But Kanye was like the premium blend. It was like, it's like you got Henny, and then you got the Henny XO. Like, you got the extra Henny. Like,
yeah.
That Kanye was like, when you really want to get your shit, and then it just was crazy, son.
Plus, I mean, it's just like, Kanye was hot at the time, you know what I'm saying? And Cameron, you know, like, it seemed like his stance in the Rockefeller was kind of iffy, you know? And then, yo, oh, what? And then there was the video in the video. After the, after Down and Out, it was it Get 'em Girl? Not Get 'em Girl, Get 'em Daddy.
Was it? I don't even remember.
This is one of those videos where it's like the end and it just segues to a whole new song for like 30 seconds or something like that.
Which isn't even on, I don't even think that song is on Purple Haze, which means he's like on to the next. Yeah, he's already on to the next.
I'm promoting a new album.
It is Get 'em Daddy, because I think that Get 'em Daddy remix has a video, but Get 'em Daddy doesn't have a video because it's already like on the Down and Out video. Dame's in there. That might be the last time we see Dame in a Kanye video.
Damn. You ever think about, like, if they didn't break up? Like, what would the man, just imagine, like, what would, they would have to break up because nobody, I don't think, could have, or Kanye, Jay, they just, I don't think, would have reached, like, the heights they've reached.
Kanye would have had to leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They would they couldn't have.
I mean, or even just, like, build, he was always going to, like, build his own thing.
I think, no, I don't know. If they hadn't have broken up, maybe they signed Lil Wayne. Maybe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember Juelz and Wayne was supposed to be making that?
Yeah, remember that.
I can't feel my face.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Like, come on, man. Like,
motherfuckers was waiting on that. I was waiting. I'd be like,
Wayne almost signed with them in 05. If they together and strong, ooh, maybe.
Yo, I miss Wayne. I'll be honest with you. Like, that shit is like, It's like some, I don't know what it would be like an old school version of that. Maybe like some Miles Davis, like he ain't put something out in like 10 years or something, but like 8 years. And
he
like,
put stuff out.
When did
the last thing I heard was that fucking, I guess it's, I don't know, it's not an album, it's like a mixtape with him and T-Pain.
T-Pain. They put that out on SoundCloud.
This was like a few months
ago. If that doesn't make you sad. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I heard, I was looking at the Swiss Beats Timbaland beat battle joint.
Oh yeah.
And then you see the joint when Swizzy was in the car and he had that fucking, It was only like a few bars of like a joint he produced with Wayne on it.
Nah.
He was like pissing on my side. You don't want to hear that. It was just crazy. And then you hear Wayne spitting and you like, ah, oh, I miss Wayne. Yo. It was like.
Man. Swiss Beats holding on to some shit, man. Because he did Definitely. He did some unreleased stuff at the beat battle.
The one with the Jazz Blaze. Yeah.
Like, bro, that shit's crazy, man.
I want to talk about some of these lyrics.
On Down and Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause it's I feel like I kinda like forgot about this song. And I go back, oh yeah, this is like definitely one of the videos I would see coming around all the time, I feel like, on like MTV jams and shit.
Yeah, this was definitely a jam of the week. Like,
but then I also remember
Oh shit, my
I also remember how like Cameron, like how he talks about like his furs and shit. Oh, it's like his accessories.
It's Pet Sematary.
That's like a cold ass line. I love Pet Sematary. That's like my favorite Stephen King book.
Yo, it's Pet my closet.
Oh wow, I never knew that was a reference.
Yeah, Pet Sematary, like, cause he's like, they dead, they come back, but something like different, like fresh.
My closet, Pet Sematary.
I know he said that. I know what that meant in the line, but I didn't know that was a Stephen King reference.
Yeah, it's a movie too. But he's like, you got pets, me too, mine are dead. Then when he starts listening, starts listening off where he's like, I think he's like dogs, eagles, and shit. I was like, wait a second. Those aren't animals that you should be wearing.
I mean, yo, you know, my your doggy. You
might It's just rap, man. It's like, Cameron's just... I used to hate people who be like, I can't stand Cameron's flows. He just, like, says a bunch of random stuff. Like, it's fun, man. Drinking sake on a Suzuki.
No, I'm saying, yo. He say, yo, I go to Peru just a canoe. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to go to Peru just a canoe, sir? You kidding me? What he said, my mink. What the hell was it?
Fox mink skaters, that's necessary. Accessories, my closet's a pet cemetery. I get approached by animal activists. I live in a zoo.
I run. What he said? I run scandals with savages. He's talking the talk right there, man. Killer, like when you break it down, you be like, damn, Killer's talking that talk right there, B. Killer be talking that talk, man. Let me get some bars. I didn't pull it up yet.
Bodyguard for what, dog? I'd rather shoot. Mm-hmm. I go to war. Old Tim's.
Battered boots. Yeah, sir. You got to go with hair the battered boots on.
Goose, goggles, and a pair of shoes.
Wait. This is he's like, Harlem Shake? Nah, I'm in Harlem. Shaking the wake. Shaking the bake. Shaking the jakes. Kill you. Shoot the funeral up in Harlem. Shake at your wake.
Like, who you know in Harlem Shake at your wake?
Yeah, that's so disrespectful.
Nigga say he gonna come through like, at your wake, son. Who gonna Harlem Shake at your wake?
Right next to the picture.
Yeah. In the front, like.
In front of your aunt, she cried.
Damn, just your picture, though. Hard. You just tapped in the lake. I'm laughing. You couldn't wait to escape.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
This shit's dope.
That's just balls right there.
Yeah. He gave a shout out to Columbus, Ohio. Yo, Cameron really had a club in Ohio.
Was it a strip club or a nightclub?
A nightclub.
I heard about it.
He was talking about it when he went live. Like, but like, you know, like later he had that song, I used to get it in Ohio, but it's funny, like now looking back, Down and Out, he's like giving a shout out, like, yo, shout out to Columbus, hold it down, you know.
Yo, my man said, hey, yo, street mergers, I legislated. The nerve, I never hated. all murders, premeditated. Absurd, I hesitated. Observe, cock and spray.
Hit you from a block away.
Drinking sake on a Suzuki. We in Osaka Bay. Come on.
Playing soccer stupid. Stay in a soccer place. What does that mean?
Yo, playing soccer stupid because we ain't trying to kick it.
Okay. You're not trying to kick it.
We ain't trying to kick it. So you're playing soccer stupid. Stay in a sucker's place. Pluck your ace. Take your girl. Fuck her face. She dealing with killer. so you love her taste.
The disrespect.
She swallowed a killer because she loved the taste. Oh, man, I love this shit. Oh, look, I got bought up with crooking. Kitchen orders that I'm cooking. But got caught up with the jukes. Would have thought I was from Brooklyn. They get boring just looking.
They're like Bill Cosby pouring in the pudding.
What is he pouring in the pudding, though?
That's what you gotta ask now.
Was he trying to tell us?
Yo, was he trying to tell us? What was going on?
Oh, shit. All right. Now the dashboard is wooden. From a hard tangled grammar.
Interior, inferior.
Star-spangled banner.
Card game bananas. My man Santana. Guns everywhere. Like the car came with hammers.
What song is the beat from again?
This beat comes from Strung Out by William Bell and Mavis Staples. So it never says down and out. It says Strung Out. But
that's why I love the like what Kanye do.
Yeah,
like he'll take something that's not even it don't say that. It might not say down and out.
It don't
in the whole song, so he'll make it just like fucking. He'll I don't know what the word is. Yeah, just make it sound like down.
Yeah,
and he's like, yo, did they say down? Nah, it don't matter. It's close enough.
But, oh, hey, that's where the Heron comes from. What? The song Strung Out.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't read the email, so I didn't know.
No, it's all good. I didn't know what Cam was talking about at the beginning. I was like, "Who's Heron? They're not on this song." But yeah, no, it took me a long time to figure out what he meant.
Can I be honest with you? There's an excerpt in his bars,
That
take me back to like when I was young, coming up, and I would listen to killer lyrics, and it was like he just knew how to talk to the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He goes. I approached her. High boot. How you? Pony skin Louis. Oh, you fly too? You fly too? You a stewardess. Good, ma. I fly too. Come on, son. Yeah. You tell a shorty that? Yo, Dan, if you tell a shorty that, then she gonna be like, yo, this nigga definitely don't live with his parents. His life is together.
I used to like, if we linky link. You don't like men? Me either. What a coinky dick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Come on. That's the shit he says to the women.
I've used that before. The girl be like, oh, I don't like men. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
What a coinky dick.
You know what? It didn't work because I didn't say coinky dick. You got to say coinky dick.
Do the coinky dick. Yeah. I was at a show a while back, and it was like wild gay shorties or whatever. And this dude,
wild gay shorties,
and it's one of these comics dudes. He gets up there, and like, but he don't know this. What, like, I know not everybody in the crowd, but I know the most of the people.
The makeup of the crowd.
Yeah. So he's like, so this thing, and then he just talks to, like, he asks shorty, like, yo, you got a man, whatever, woo woo, and she like, nah, I'm gay, whatever. And then he does this whole thing about like, yo, fellas, you ever see a gay shorty and be like, yo, I could change her mind? And yo, everybody there was like, nah. Yo, I felt so bad for son B. I felt so bad. You ever see your homie in quicksand?
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing for him to hold on to. And he just sick. He's like, and then he asked, he was so hot body he didn't even act like he was sinking. So he kept going.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two ways: either you got to jump ship, or you just got to be like, oh, I'm all in. I meant to do that.
I was like, oh man, damn, he stepped on the landmine.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
So Kanye admitted that he didn't make this beat.
Wait, for Down and Out?
Yeah. On Kanye's Soul Mix show. Kanye.
That was on the joint with all of the samples.
Yeah.
I've heard that joint.
Yeah, actually. He was like, Brian Miller did this beat, but I'd be in the club and people be like, oh man, I love this song, and I'd be like, thanks. So
So what? How, what do you think happened there? You think he just gave him like a check, like yo, boom, let me hold that.
I think either one of them found the sample and one of them chopped it up, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure which one is which. I think maybe Brian Miller found Down and Out and was supposed to get. Kanye said he was supposed to get credit, but he didn't. So something happened, you know, between him and when Purple Haze came out, something happened there.
But isn't
But it was supposed to be co-producer credit, and like the Virgil thing I went to, they were talking about different songs with like if they brought the sample to Kanye, they've gotten co-producer credit. So I think that's what it is, that he found the sample, Kanye chopped it.
But it's so crazy, like when you so big,
yeah,
and everybody, it don't even matter. Like I could be like, yo, Dan wrote that joke for me, and they're gonna be like, nah, that's a Petey joke, son. You fucking kidding me? That's like Kanye. Like Kanye, really? You're really gonna be like, yo, but his co-producer though on that one really set it off.
Yeah. well, part of it is Kanye's like, on the chorus. Right. So it's always gonna look like it's Kanye.
If Kanye's in the room,
yeah.
If you see Kanye and me in the same room and I'm doing comedy, he produced the album.
Like he just in the corner texting.
Like, it don't matter that I'm on stage or I produced it. He's the producer, super producer.
Okay, so today, Chance the Rapper posted a picture of him, Chappelle, and Kanye went out to lunch. So who foots the bill? Like who pays?
Nobody. Yo, nah, they gonna pay probably. But probably not. I don't know. They probably all got corporate cards, man. They just be like, They probably all know the Illuminati. It was in L.A.?
Probably.
So they probably all know the head honcho dude at whatever restaurant. Yo, put it on the owner's bill, man. They know it's
who dominates the conversation?
Dave.
Chappelle for sure.
Chappelle
yeah, and Kanye. He dominates everything. He was the best part. You saw Def Jam 25,
yeah, that
right?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
He dominated.
That shit was crazy.
When it was like him and DL.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, it was like, man.
You couldn't, because it was so funny because he's like, it's like that thing when you go somewhere like, all right, I'll play the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll calm my swag down a little for y'all. Yeah. But then when it's like, all right, here we go. And because it's like that thing.
And they
like,
have been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even still, it's like that thing of like, all right, I'll read this shit. And then the funny just comes, because he knows it ain't funny. Not that it's not funny, but he knows fucking cue cards and reading the shit.
Oh, yeah, no, they saved it. I don't know who put that script together, but yeah, they saved it.
That's like, we got to stuff like an inspirational thing in the middle of this, and we could get Dave and D.L. to say
it. Yeah.
They're like, this
that
is,
shit was hilarious.
This is straight up.
But yo, Kanye, Dave. Yeah, I think Dave definitely dominates.
I think Dave dominates the conversation. Chance pays. Because Chance is going to do the, y'all my heroes thing.
And nah, then. Chance ain't going to pay, man.
Yeah, they're not going to let Chance pay.
They're not going to let Chance pay.
They're not going to let Chance pay.
For who? Over, so who pays?
You know what? I'm telling you. These dudes probably know the owner. Whoever's in charge, they know that these three gargantuan motherfuckers is in their belt. That's like if I got a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
My man hit me on the line. Yo, Chappelle, doo-doo-doo is here. I'm like, tell him, yo, let him rock. Okay. I'm getting money.
Mm-hmm.
You get if you, if they true. Eating that, they not eating that. I don't know, Joe Schmo's barbecue shack.
Yeah,
you know, and that's like the fucked up shit. Because if they go to like Harlem or somewhere like somewhere funky. Certain places, like they go to those little soul food spot in the pot. They not giving them free chicken. Are you kidding me?
And they better tip.
They got every chicken. Yo, they got every chicken accounted for in
and
the
then
hood.
They
son.
Set the tip record. Better be the greatest tip ever. That's like, what we're talking about
over there in Beverly Hills. They like your escargot on me, man. Extra escargots.
All right, Petey, we gotta ask you the tough questions, man.
Here we go.
Favorite, least favorite Kanye song.
Damn, least favorite. It's got to be one of them joints off. My least favorite's probably one of them joints off the And What was that album?
Yeezus. It was Yeezus. It was a Yeezus album. Because I'm just thinking of the joints that
I. A lot of things.
That's the Yeezus album, though. That's the Yeezus album.
Damn, what the fucking song is it? And it's fucked up because I kind of like it.
Yeah.
But like, because when I first heard the Yeezus album, I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
I wasn't equipped.
Okay.
So it was like, I only really like two songs at first.
Yeah.
And then the more and more I listened to it, I was like, I could get down with it. But there was that. Actually, that might not be off the Yeezus album. That shit might be off the last album.
Life of Pablo?
Yeah.
Petey's bobbing his head.
Damn, I can't remember.
We can't.
He's saying
can't hear it.
His least
feel like
song
Petey can
song.
Hear whatever he's
I can
about.
Hear it, but I can't. I wish it was like, you know how they got Shazam?
Yeah.
They should just have something for the hum-zam. Like, you just hum it in, like, murmur. And they're like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
What is he murmur?
That's the way the song start. The beat.
You talking about Black Skinhead?
It's like, at the end, it's like, how does Black Skinhead go?
Oh wait, no. Now you got another song.
Come on, give me
head.
Bars yeah. though. Give me the bars from Black Skinhead. Give me some bars from Black Skinhead, and I'll tell you.
Black Skinhead starts off with
my the theme song, my leather black jeans song. I put the theme song.
Yeah. That's the one I think. Hold on. Why the fuck I can't think? I don't really like know the Yeezy songs like by heart. I just listen to the shit.
I got you.
Like, y'all motherfuckers real diehard motherfuckers. I didn't really even, excuse me. I didn't even really know how diehard y'all motherfuckers was. I mean, I should have known. Y'all got a podcast about Yeezy.
Rob's intense. I still haven't met anybody who has the lexicon like Rob does.
Oh, speaking of which, yo, I got something to say to these motherfuckers that make Dissect.
What?
Oh, you didn't let me tell my favorite.
Yo, hey, we gonna let you finish, dog. But I gotta holler at these Dissect people, man.
Who's that?
Nah, man, these people made a podcast. They want to go track by track on Kanye albums, right?
Nah,
so they come on my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I'm listening to the whole thing. I'm like, oh, it sounds like they've been listening to the Book of Ye.
You know the joint? Memories don't live like it. It's the
okay.
joint. He got that
okay.
on it.
Yeah.
That's the song that I hate.
Oh, this a realist in the club says in the club.
Yeah, that's it. Because it's like, I don't like it because it plays with my emotions.
Okay.
It's like, it's hot for 2 seconds and then he just goes totally
off. Wait, what song is that?
It's like, it changes.
She said, can I bring my friends in the club? I said, can I bring my Benz in the club? She like, treat your friends like my Benz, park their ass outside to the evening. And I'm a, okay.
Because the tempo and that shit just keep going, like, it's just all over the place.
Which one
me.
Is that? That's Send It Up.
Yeah, that's a joint, son. Yeah, that's it. If I had Hum-Zam. Come on, son. Hum-Zam is the new vibe, yo. Yo, we got to trademark this. Make sure y'all edit that out. Edit this out, man. We need the Hum-Zam.
Yo, Dissect, just know I see y'all.
Hold on. My bad. Back to the... We got some charlatans out here.
If you listen, go back to the, go back, listen to like all the references we made, all the work we did on this podcast, and then you go listen to what they did with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It's like, bruh, we gave them the whole roadmap.
Son.
You know what I'm saying?
They should just call it
now,
shit charlatan podcast. B.
Now I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Are they doing every album? Or
they they starting with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But when you listen to what they doing, basically they going and like PBSing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like I come through with the flavor. You know what I'm
now
saying?
Now they coming with the peanut butter and jelly remix.
Yeah.
After you invented the Uncrustables.
Come on, man. Come on.
You come out with the Uncrustables, now they coming out with the, yo, we ain't got crust on our sandwichesables.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same shit, B.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing Kool-Aid since 2016. Now they come with Flavor-Aid.
These motherfuckers, B.
You know what I mean?
Humans. Come on, we don't want to see humans on the packaging, man. We want to see
I gotta hear it.
Fucking pictures of Kool-Aid, son.
Yeah.
Yo, and for real, They need to pay y'all homage, man. If they gonna be stealing,
come on, man.
They gotta give y'all motherfuckers like gratuity or something, or like reparations or something, or like something, man.
Niggas,
they gotta pay y'all.
Niggas bit up off of Nas.
Come on, son.
They bit up off of Nas shit.
Come on, son. You can't be biting off my man shit. Now they go. I'm glad you told me their name, because now they might holler at me like, yo, Petey, come and do the joint. I'm like, nah, I can't even rock with y'all,
come
man.
Come on, man. They try to take your word. Son. You can't even flip it and bounce it, man.
How you
be your own style and be original. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to sound like me on no album.
No
they got
album,
shout outs?
Or none of my mans. Well, none of my man.
That's what you know if it's really thievery, if they got shout out.
See, somebody told me yesterday. I literally had a phone call with a homegirl, and she told me imitation is the highest form of flattery. And I said, yo, it's also the highest form of disrespect. And I slapped the shit out of a motherfucker, man. Fuck all that, man. Fuck all that, man. Fuck all that, man. Yo, fuck all that. Yeah. Now, whoever came up with flattery is flattery or whatever, yeah. Imitation.
They was
best
a biter.
One. They was
a biter.
They was a biter, and they was bugging. So yeah. Fuck that shit, man. It ain't flattering, man.
Yeah, man.
Because when it's like this even the name of the book of Ye, man. This is hip hop. What I said when I liked him in 2003, he came out. He was different than everybody else.
Yeah.
He wasn't biting nobody.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't bite.
Come on, man.
If you trying to keep, if you trying to live, because obviously they hip hop, they like rap.
Yeah.
The first rule is don't bite.
Come on.
The first rule, like the first rule is like that's what make you you.
They right, they never bite. That's not polite. Come on, that's in the show. That's in the show.
It's a fact. Slick Rick said that, man. What's his real name?
Slick Rick.
Yeah. Ricky D the Ruler.
Nah, he got a fly ass real name.
Slick
Rick's real name is like some crazy shit. Watch. I'm gonna fuck your head up. You're gonna be like, no wonder he raps like that. He got a fly ass name, son. Certain people with fly names, they just got.
Why are you trying to find that, PD? What's your favorite Kanye song?
My favorite joint?
Yeah.
Yo, you ready for Slick Rick's real name real quick though?
Yeah.
Richard Martin Lloyd Walters.
Oh wow.
They got like
Richard
eight
Martin
names.
Lloyd Walters.
Eight names.
Slick Rick the Ruler.
I think Through the Wire is my favorite Yeezy joint though.
Okay.
Through the Wire. I was like earlier joints. Like Through the Wire was like nigga was rapping with a fucking wire in his. Only DMX was though. There's only two rappers that have done that in history.
Mm.
DMX, Kanye West.
When did DMX do that?
I think I don't know if he actually, this is legend has it. No, serious, legend has it. Legend has it that when Leo Cohen went to see DMX for the first time, his jaw was wired.
Mm.
And he still freestyled for him.
Oh, that's crazy.
And ripped it. And he was like, yeah, we need this kid.
But, I think I heard Leo tell that
story.
Yeah,
he said, yo, the dude's jaw was wired or something. And he was just out there rapping.
That's crazy.
But Kanye, you know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy, man.
That's how it came out.
Petey, you got a new podcast called Hope for the Hood.
Hope of the Hood.
Hope of the Hood. I'm so sorry. Hope of the Hood, where you help people, you know, be positive.
I don't know if I necessarily help people be positive, but it's more of a like, you know, you listen to it, you feel good. It's like, you know, it just make you feel good.
Okay.
My mission is to make people feel good. And inspire them with some type of shit. You know what I mean? Just like the people, I listen to this podcast and I'll be like, oh, word, yo.
Well, that's
what I'll be like, yo, let me be more original, son. Like, if it wasn't for Duplicate, is that the name of their fucking podcast?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Duplicate. So the Duplicates is like, yo, if I'm listening to the podcast and we breaking it down, I'm like, oh, word. Because I might be about to bite. Not saying me particularly, but an audience listener.
Yeah.
Someone that downloaded they might be about to bite some shit, but they don't know.
Mm.
You know, because they look around. That's what everything is now, copy and paste. So they look around, and now they hear the guards. They like, hold up. Let me rethink this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Let me go into the idea box and come out with some original.
Mm.
So that's the type of shit that we talk about on the Hope of the Hood.
That's what's up, man. Well, we wish you all the best. We're going to let you finish, but... That's the end of the Bookie A podcast.
Thanks for coming on, man. Let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find the podcast.
Yo, you can find me, Acast, iTunes, Laughable, Hope of the Hood podcast. It's your boy. You can find me. Just put my name in Google, man. It's 2017. I don't got to give you all my handles. If you like me, I'm pretty sure my name will be in the description of this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy.
Yeah, do your own work.
Thanks for listening, guys. Peace. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.